meant for a mission.
A snap. Winston sells the play action fake again. Looks sideline route. Fade route toward the corner of the end zone. Caught ball. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Mike Evans takes it over the shoulder.
Welcome to Buccaneers Total Access, the Wednesday edition. Join us here each week as we showcase a different Bucs player. Brought to you by Frontier Communications. Fios keeps you in the game. Visit FrontierGameOn.com to join the team. Now here's your host, T.J. Reeves.
Yes, here we are on a Wednesday as the Bucs prepare for the regular season finale with the Carolina Panthers. Great to have you with us tonight, and great to have with us number three, quarterback Jameis Winston, agreeing to sit on a Wednesday for Buccaneers Total Access. How are you? Great to see you. Thank you for sitting down.
No, thank you for having me. I'm amazing. You know, excited for this last game.
I think a lot of Buc fans are ready to see what happens on Sunday and ready to go. Christmas weekend with a New Year's Eve game against New Orleans. I know that that game did not work out the way that anybody would have wanted it to. So now you're back in preparation mode for Carolina and with practice, getting back into the swing of it. How has that gone as we get ready one more time for a regular season finisher?
It's been good. You know, it's these NFL games, you know, you can't really harp on one game. You got to bounce back the next week and get focused on game plan for the next team.
Yeah, and that's what the goal is for sure for this week. You know, again, you got one more opportunity. And we keep joking, and it's the truth, there is still a mathematical possibility to be in the playoffs. The first order of business is obviously you have to win this game. You want to win anyway, but to have the chance at all the scenarios, winning is the priority, first of all.
Absolutely. I mean, it starts with a win. You know, we worked our tails off this whole year to dominate, and it'll be great on our resume to beat the defending NFC champions two times and sweep them, you know. So I'm excited, and it starts with that one. You know, the playoffs, they're still possible, you know, in a statistical way.
Right.
But it all starts with a W. We got to win first, and we'll let everything else control itself.
All right, so Buc fans are excited about that. I will say up front here tonight that you've got an opportunity to send along a question or a comment. Fans are already doing that. We've been promoting this throughout the day today through social media and elsewhere. You've been on billboards around town. I know you've been busy here at the facility. He's been at practice, and he's come in here after meetings, et cetera. So send on your questions, your comments, if you haven't done so already, to the hashtag BucsRadio on Twitter so they can tweet to us a question or a comment, Jameis, to the hashtag BucsRadio. They can also send on a question via the Buccaneers mobile app. Go to the drop-down menu on the homepage, see where it says fans, tap that, tap where it says questions for total access, tap that, and then you can type in a question, and we will see those tonight as you ask them and as Buc fans want to communicate with you this evening, and there are already a lot of them that are already weighing in. So I'm anxious to see what they have to say, and I know you are as well. Okay, so this afternoon there has been breaking news involving Doug Martin, your teammate, who was not active for the game on Saturday. And Doug has announced in a statement this afternoon that he is going to step away from the NFL after being informed by the NFL that he has been suspended four games. So he released in that statement that that's what's going on. Buccaneers general manager Jason Light was also giving a statement this afternoon saying that the team supports Doug and supports what's going on. We have you here tonight. You are his teammate. You are obviously his friend. What do you have to say about this situation?
Yeah, you know, I just got to stand by him. He's my brother. He's my friend. And family's first, you know. So I definitely support him. It's like they said in their statement, it's a lot of things that are more important in football right now. So I just want him to really better himself and come out on the up and up, man. Doug is an amazing guy. He's an amazing friend. And I'm really looking forward to him bouncing back from this.
This season has unfortunately been trying for a lot of reasons where players have dealt with tragedy in their families. None more apparent and bigger than Alteron Verner right after Thanksgiving, having the sudden death of his father. This team seems to have come closer together as a family as the year has gone on, out of tragedy, out of hardship. Can you just speak a little more to that in general terms about the team coming together?
Well, The easiest way I can put it is when you spend 8 hours, 8 to 10 hours with grown men every single day, aside from your family, these are the men that you're spending your everyday life around. So if you can't have enough humility to like the man that you're spending 10 hours a day with, you probably don't need to be in the locker room, you know. So I think that's why we really grasped that family aspect in the locker room, because we know that there's no way that I'm going to walk in this locker room and not see Jared McCoy, Vernon Hargreaves. I got to see them every single day. So I might as well love them up and treat them like they would treat me.
Well, and the togetherness. Other players have talked about this, too. The idea of family, the together, you have to have that as part of the team concept to be able to succeed on the field. That's an important part of succeeding on Sundays.
Absolutely. I mean, you got to know that your teammate has your back. You know, that's the thing about football. It's the ultimate team game, whereas other sports you have so many individualized statistics. But at the end of the day, you cannot win a football game without all 11 men on that field executing at a high level.
Yes, and that's what this team strives for every week and has done successfully throughout this season. An opportunity for a winning season, a 9-7 season, obviously, on Sunday, and that would be the first winning season since 2010. So that's definitely a goal to finish up strong. You mentioned, too, a chance to sweep the Panthers, a chance to finish in the division at 4-2. All of these things are positive things. Looking forward to Sunday for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. And you want to end the season, no matter if we have our playoff hopes, no matter if it's just the last game of my career as a Buck, you want to end the season on a win. You know, it's just so many things that a win can do for you going into the next season. You know, it gives guys confidence, you know, of their off-season training. I'm happy to go train after a win. You know what I'm saying? and especially if we're not going to the playoffs, I won my last game. You know, the teams that are going to the playoffs, there's only one team that's going to be able to say that they won their last game, and that's going to be the Super Bowl winning team. So I want to be able to say that we won our last game, too.
You know, along these lines, and we'll probably talk about it another way later on, but for right now, when this team came out of the 10-day period after losing to Atlanta and played against the Chicago Bears and won impressively, how much did that reinforce, how much did that ignite this team for the second half of the season? Not just that you won, but the way that you won. That's what winning can do for you. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Winning is contagious. You know, the sad thing is so is losing. You know, so you have to try to develop winning as becoming a habit. And, you know, for a long time there, winning was a habit. We expected to win everywhere that we went. You know, no matter the circumstances, no matter the opponent, we expected to win. And so we went about playing like that.
Do you think maturity is another word that I've used? I've heard other words used to bring it up, that this team has grown in some ways football maturity-wise as this year has gone on, and the win in Kansas City demonstrates that. Coming from behind in the fourth quarter at San Diego, when you could have lost that game on the road all the way out in California, sign of maturity, being able to handle the Seahawks game, sign of growing as the season has gone on. Is that accurate?
To me, that's just a sign that we are able to do anything that we put our mind to. You know, it can be a sign of maturity, but those games were just so amazing from the standpoint of what we were going through during those games and the way that the guys played. You know, we played for each other. We just played relentless football, you know, and maturity has nothing to do with guys going out there and doing their job every single play for the benefit of each other, the benefit of the next man that's beside him. I'm playing for him no matter what.
And belief, that's another word that the coach has talked about. There has obviously been belief that in the fourth quarter of games in particular, during that win streak in particular, we are going to find, or the last time you played the Panthers on Monday Night Football, we are going to find a way to win this game. Turnover, key drive, field goal, touchdown, find a way, belief.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about. You know, you can have hope, you can have belief, but if you don't expect that you are going to win that game. You already lost. You know, a lot of people don't realize the game is won and lost before you even step foot on that field on Sunday, by your preparation, by the things that you did to get you ready for the game. So you have to expect to win. I mean, no matter your circumstances, it don't matter if you got 10 players playing or not. You know, you got to expect it.
Voice of Jameis Winston with us tonight. We're enjoying having him. He's here for the full hour on Buccaneers Total Access. It's brought to you by Frontier Communications. Fios keeps you in the game. Visit FrontierGameOn.com to join the team. We will continue, including some fan questions and comments as we go along. More on the Panthers later on in the show, too. This is the Buccaneers Radio Network.
Buccaneers Total Access now continues. Brought to you by Frontier Communications on 620 WDAE and 95.3 FM. Home of the Buccaneers.
Shotgun set. Here's the snap. Winston looking. They run a delayed blitz. Winston still has a hits. You. Throws a pass toward the end zone toward Mike Glavin. He'll make the catch at the three. He's got a Tampa Bay touchdown. Touchdown, Buccaneers. Touchdown, Tampa Bay. Winston puts it up, and only Mike Evans can make that kind of play.
There is the Gene Deckerhoff with the call from Sunday on the 34-yard, or Saturday, I got to keep reminding myself, Christmas Eve Saturday, the 34-yard touchdown to Mike Evans in the second half of that game with the Saints. We are back with Jameis Winston tonight as part of Buccaneers Total Access. A treat to get to talk with him the week of the regular season finale with the Panthers. More on them in a little bit. We'll get to your fan questions in a couple of moments. Again, the hashtag BucksRadio and also the Buccaneers mobile app is where we'll get some questions from the Buccaneer fans. Keep those coming as the show goes on. Back to that play on Sunday in the late stages of the third quarter, where you put that ball up in the air for Mike to go get it. Just talk about that play again, and what, I mean, are you throwing to a specific spot? Do you just go throw it with some lead to let him go get it?
I identified the coverage, and I saw that it was man. You know, in the previous film. The previous game we played against, they were playing a lot of inside leverage man because they were trying to prevent us from running overs with Mike. So this one, I mean, we had the perfect play. We had a deep flag route. So we expected him to be inside leverage, and we thought we was going to have an easier touchdown. But he played outside leverage. So Mike had to beat him at the top of the route. I had to hold a safety away from Mike. And I just – when Mike Evans is one-on-one, you have to give him a chance. You know, one of the most amazing receivers that I ever played with, just his ability to go up and high point that ball and just take away the will from the defensive back, the thinking that he has any chance of getting that ball when he's in the air is amazing.
Okay, so now you said a couple of different things. I know what you mean. A lot of big-time, hardcore NFL fans know what you mean. When you say overs, explain what you mean if football fans out there don't know all of that. What is overs?
Over route is when the receiver runs horizontal across the field. Is basically run, like, say if a receiver was outside of the numbers on the left side of the field, he would work over, crossing over the field to the other side of the field, basically.
And so that was the situation there.
Yeah, that was the situation.
And you said you had to take care of the safety. Explain what you mean by how you
do
that.
So when it's man coverage, the safety, he has no one to cover. Single high man, he has no one to cover, so his eyes are going to be on you. My job was to get his eyes away from Mike, you know, because I know I wanted to throw Mike the ball, but I didn't want him to know that I was going to throw Mike the ball because
they've
been trying to double him all year. So I had to hold him with my eyes by looking the other way. And actually, before I threw that ball, I did a little pump fake just to stop his feet a little bit, and then I threw it up to Mike, and he caught it.
That is the game within the game right there. And that is something that we have watched you do not only with Tampa Bay Buccaneer plays, but going back to Florida State. At what point did you become aware through coaching, through practice, and even executing it in games, how effective you can be by looking at players to get them away from where you're actually going to suddenly look and throw the ball?
It helps you out a lot, you know, because I always view defenders as cheaters, you know, because they don't know the play,
right.
They don't know the snap count, they're just reacting off of what you do, you know, so you got to try to find a way to get them off rhythm, but stay in rhythm with your guys to complete the football.
Do it with your eyes. I like that. Do whatever it takes. Move them out of the way. You know, you have to. It's the game within the game. You have to cloak and dagger sometimes with some of these plays. And A lot of times you may be, and you know this, and the fans have begun to understand this, and some of them know this, you may be running things early in a game that you're going to come back to later in a game that look like the same, mm-hmm. but suddenly it's a play-action pass, or mm-hmm. suddenly Mike Evans is going to change his route, or Cameron Brate's going to change his route, and it's something different.
Yeah, it's always like that, you know, because we got to keep those defenders on their toes, man. You just can't be obvious to them, and they're, when a defense is able to know what you're doing, before every play, they won.
Love Jameis Winston's insight. A lot of Buck fans, not a surprise, want to say hello. They have questions. They have comments. Mike on the Buccaneers mobile app listening in tonight says, Jameis, you're one of my favorite players. Keep doing
you.
Keep doing you, and let's get the victory. Sunday, P.S., can I get some tickets?
Mike.
He's interested in tickets, too, on a handout.
Man, Mike, I appreciate you. Thank you, but you know, it's New Year's Eve, man. Everyone is coming down to town, especially they couldn't go to the New Orleans game.
And plus, it was Christmas and Hanukkah and the holidays last weekend. So mm-hmm. you should have been asking before.
Yes. Yeah, presents before then.
I like that. Brittany on the hashtag Bucks Radio says, hey, Jameis, I have the utmost faith in you. I thank you for being so humble and love your fire and passion. You have my support 100%. How does it feel to hear Buck fans saying that?
Well, thank you, Brittany. You know, you will not get anything but love and fire and passion from me and humility.
Eric says, I just want to give a comment. I'm very blessed to have you as our franchise quarterback and for you to be part of the Bucks Nation. You're an inspiration for me and others. Let's get this win against the Panthers. Go Bucks from Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, 205. Thank you, Eric. I appreciate you. And I definitely got to rally up the team because I know that you want this win as bad as we do.
There are a lot of Buck fans. We explain this to guys that come in here on the Buccaneers Total Access shows that are listening all over the place live through technology, mm-hmm. not just in the United States, Jameis, but they're listening in Europe. They're listening in Japan. We hear from them in South America through the Buccaneers mobile app, through Buccaneers.com. They can hear the show, and a lot of them will hear the show on demand maybe at a later time. Mm-hmm. So whenever they're listening, hello from Jameis Winston and hello from Buccaneers Total Access. But Eric tonight is in Alabama. We got Buck fans that listen. We heard the other night from Alaska. We have Buck fans you're going to see here in a minute from California. They're all over the place. Mm-hmm. Trevor says, TJ, man, it's been awesome listening to you this season. And Jabu, I am glad that you are my quarterback. How about that?
Well, thank you. Thank you, Trevor. I'm happy that you know the nickname and Jabu.
It is Jabu, by the way.
And I tell you what, man, TJ is amazing.
Oh,
man.
Please.
His voice, oh, my gosh.
I try.
His voice is.
They pay me for something. They don't pay me for looks. It's radio.
They
don't pay me for looks. No, it's radio. Jay is one of those big Buck fans in California. He's listening tonight, and Jay says, what to you has been the biggest difference between last season and this season? Love your leadership.
Jay, the biggest difference has been just me getting used to the NFL with learning how to be a professional, learning how defenses will play us, and just get used to it. You know, when you start off young, you're just throwing out there in the fire. But as you grow, you gain wisdom from old players, from other quarterbacks, and you just you make a big improvement.
Where would you say that you have improved in year two the most from year one? What you didn't do as well last year that you're doing better this year?
I would say my pocket presence. Standing at pocket is detrimental. One reason is because you don't create sacks for your offensive linemen. A lot of times last year I moved too much, and it's a fine line between moving too much and moving just the right time. So being able to move small increments of in the pocket to create opportunities downfield is one of the biggest improvements that I made.
And I understand what you mean. And again, for fans from a technical standpoint, if you move a foot, you might be okay. But if you move 2, 3, 4 feet in the pocket, you might be moving right into where a lineman has somebody blocked, mm-hmm. and you've now made a sack much easier by getting next to where they have him blocked.
It's called like the art of filling the pocket. You know, you don't want to be too close. You ever remember that game, Snake? It was played on Nokia phones where you had a snake and you could just go around all the way around. And the hardest level is when you could not go through the walls. Like you got that boundary around the wall. So the longer that snake gets, that snake still can't go outside the wall. So the more pressure that I get, I still have to stay in that little area that I have for me to make the throws down the field.
What is the moment like where you sense, you can sense it because you can't see him, there is a guy coming behind me?
Man, sometimes you can just feel wind on your neck. And it's like, I don't know, like, sometimes it feels like I got a third eye in the back of my head. Like, you can feel something open up, and, like, your body just feels like, okay, that's not right, so I got to move. And sometimes I do that still, even when I don't have pressure, because when the pocket is super clean, you still just get the anxiety and wanting to move. And we actually, Coach Bajakian, and we do drills that he'll throw beanbags at me and basically make me stabilize, because he'll throw beanbags
hard.
Like yeah, pretty. He'll toss them at me.
Oh, he's tossing them at you. All right, okay.
He throws them like 2 to 3 inches to the right of me, to the left of me, or even over my head, basically getting me to stay in the pocket and not move unnecessarily.
How often do we do the beanbag stuff? Is it weekly?
Yeah, we do it every week. Every week, on every Wednesday. For the most
practice
part.
With the beanbags. I love it. Josh on the Buccaneers mobile app says, hey, Jameis, Josh here from Maryland, diehard Bucs fan, huge fan of yours as well. We are clearly getting better as a team. My question is, looking at this season and last season, what is your opinion of our biggest improvement? So I asked about you as a team. What would you say?
Our biggest improvement is we're playing together, Josh. And when the team plays together and plays as a family, they're very hard to beat, because you're not just being one person. You're being 53 of us.
April says, Jameis, my husband and I are huge fans of yours. We have followed you throughout your college and now, throughout college and now with the Bucs. We live in Orange Park near Jacksonville. We drive down for all the home games. Thank you for doing all you can for your teammates and the community. We are all proud to have you as our quarterback. P.S. We still talk about your 3rd and 19 from last year, one of our favorite plays. That was the Atlanta game, she means, and the scramble.
Thank you, April. That's one of my favorite plays as well. But, you know, people can recognize when a team is getting close, when a team is playing as a family, and that's a bigger compliment to me, to know that people see our team, how well we're doing, how close we are, than someone telling me good job throwing a touchdown. You know, that really means a lot to me, April. So thank you.
When you are scrambling, and we've seen you do that some throughout this season, we've seen you do it last year, we've seen you do it at Florida State, are you thinking, are you just reacting? And sometimes we see you make plays where you're going, wait a minute, how did he even see the guy that was next to him? Or how in the Chicago game, how did he even see Mike Evans 50 yards downfield? Are you sometimes thinking, or are you just most of the time instinctively just playing?
Well, scrambles are one of the funnest plays in football, because that's when there are no rules. You're just playing backyard football, and you're running around looking for your guys to make a play. But no, we actually practice scrambles. So we have guys that's supposed to go in significant spots for me to be able to make a play. So I got to trust those guys to be at their spots. And when you have a guy like Mike Evans again, and you see him one-on-one down the field, you're definitely going to take that home run shot.
Yeah, back to that Chicago play. In the second half of that game, you scrambled backwards twice, I believe. You pirouetted twice towards the end zone, backwards about 20 yards. I remember asking you at the time, love to have the answer, though, again tonight. At what point do you spot Mike Evans in all of that scrambling and turning around? Did you spot him right away, or did it take a second to step up to the 5-yard line? Oh, there he is down the field.
Well,
how did it work?
After I took a deep breath from escaping the end zone, when I weave through some guys, I just seen them clear. And that's one of the first people that I'm looking for when I'm scrambling. You know what I'm saying? The first thing that goes off my mind, how can I find Mike? You know, because Mike he's one of my best matchups out there on the field. So I got to try to find a way to get him the ball. But that Chicago game, man, I had great protection. the lineman just kept continuing to block. So I was happy that happened, because I didn't have to run away from everybody. And Mike just made a heck of a play.
Love hearing from Jameis Winston. We've got time for a few more questions here in this segment. It's Buccaneers Total Access tonight. I told you they're listening everywhere. Joe says, I am listening on my flight back to Seattle. He's flying back to Seattle as a Buck fan. What would it mean for you to get the passing yard record for a QB in his first 2 seasons?
Joe, you know, I'm not big on statistics unless they're wins. So, you know, it'll mean a lot, probably more for my dad and for my family back home, just to have a little claim to fame. But man, my main objective is to get better, every year, and hopefully, have the passing yard record, when my career is done.
it's one of those things that you look back on in terms of accomplishments while it's going on. You may not realize it, may not think about it, may not care about it that much. Mm-hmm. Settle up down the road, right?
Yep.
Corey says, Jameis, big Bucks fan for a long time. He says, I know these past couple of games haven't quite worked out for us, but I'm thoroughly excited about our future. Not every season is guaranteed, but the mentality has changed, which as a fan has been very obvious. Keep doing what you're doing, and I know we'll be fine. I look forward to this Sunday and beyond. P.S. Go Canes. He means the Miami Hurricanes there on that. Okay, so there's Corey.
I know who he means. I know he means, and go knows, Corey. But,
right back at him.
But thank you. Thank you so much.
By the way, what's the win streak up to for Florida State against Miami? I'm just putting it out there. Is it up to six?
I don't know.
Is it seven now?
I don't know. I just know I never lost to Miami.
That's the important thing. Just keep rocking along. I think it's up to seven. Maybe it's six. Florida State, Cane fans know how many it's been.
It won't be bad to go over.
Oscar says, just want to say, love my team, love my leader. Beat the Kitty Cats, go Bucks from Corpus Christi, Texas.
Thank you, tonight. Oscar. Thank you, Oscar.
Corey, let's see, another Corey says, big fan, this is off the Buccaneers mobile app, big fan since your days at FSU, love what you bring to the team as a leader and a quarterback, can't wait to see what the future holds. Thank you for being you, Jameis. We, the fans, are appreciative. Buck fan from Japan.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Corey, listening in Japan tonight. We've
That's
heard from
right.
him before.
All right, Corey. Fire those cannons. Thank you so much.
Corey is, again, and I mention this all the time, he is listening on Thursday morning as we do this live
really?
On Wednesday night. And I think generally he listens right before he goes to work and often contacts us because it is mid-morning in Japan. Report. How about that? Buck fans everywhere.
Yeah, that's right. We got to get them more.
Ricky on the hashtag Bucks Radio has been waiting all season to hear Jameis. Would you say the desperation picks are trying to do too much or a breakdown in the routes? So I assume he means like on a fourth down play or a Hail Mary at the end, what are those plays like when you're trying to throw it up, make a play, and everybody knows you got to make a play?
Yeah, definitely just trying to do too much, Ricky. You know, in desperation plays, the referees, they tend to hold those yellow things that they have in their pockets. So you're not going to get a call. Just have to make better throws. But, again, it's a learning process. But hopefully next year we won't be in those desperation situations.
I like that. A couple more. Let's see. Shay on the Buccaneers mobile app says, hey, Jameis, we hear so much about taking care of the football. In your opinion, what is the number one cause of interceptions? Is it a misread coverage or poor ball location? And what will you be doing this offseason to improve that aspect of your game?
Well, Shay, it's so many. I wish interceptions had a category because a lot of people only see interceptions from the negative side to it. They never see when a route breaks down, when someone hits your arm, when someone tips the ball, or it's so many things to do that comes with the interception. The only way that I can help improve that is just work on my decision making. At the end of the day, the ball is in my hand. So you have to make world-class decisions every day. And the thing about the quarterback, you can't ever take the ball back, you know, and I can't throw curveballs out there. So, you know, I just got to get better at that.
Yeah, the baseball pitcher in you, and we haven't even talked about that tonight. I remember last year when we were on Total Access, we were talking about that, and you said, hey, I can vary up speeds, I can vary up rotation on a baseball, throw different types of pitches. The football is the football, and you're either going to throw it hard or not as hard, basically, right?
That's true, you know, and the football, it has its own life sometimes, you know, when the wind is blowing and your hand is sweaty, and it's a lot of stuff that comes with throwing the football that I don't think a lot of people know. A lot of people think that it's just one guy sitting back there in a clean pocket and making throws down the field, but when you have the most athletic people rushing at you, it gets pretty tough, but you gotta find a way to make it happen.
They get paid, too. You've said that. Many others have said that. We'll continue to say that. The other teams get paid, too, and that's the battle that goes on. It is Buccaneers Total Access. More with Jameis Winston coming up here tonight. It's brought to you by Frontier Communications. Fios keeps you in the game. Visit FrontierGameOn.com to join the team. We will continue on a Wednesday. This is the Buccaneers Radio Network.
Now more on Buccaneers Total Access, brought to you by Frontier Communications on 620 WDAE and 95.3 FM, home of the Buccaneers.
Here's the snap. Winston, Tom Harden, it's caught ball at the 5-yard line. 3-2-1 touchdown. Cameron Brate's got his 8th touchdown of the season. Cameron Brate catches a touchdown pass, and Winston throws a rope right between the 8 and the 4, and Brate hangs on with a defender on his back.
There you go. Again, Mean Gene Deckerhoff from last Saturday, Christmas Eve, and the record-tying 8th touchdown by a tight end, 8th touchdown reception on the season for Cameron Brate. Coming on that play, let's talk about that play in specific. He has been such a good red zone weapon. What about that play going back to last Saturday?
Just a quick peek route. Cam Brate uses his body well. So outside of him, he had a small safety, and he had a Mike linebacker who was on him on the inside. And they just gave me a little window. I put it on his body, and he found a way to guide himself in the end zone.
Yeah, it's unfortunate he got hurt in that game.
Oh,
he's now been put on injured reserve for the final game and not going to be able to play this week. But as much as that is a downer, he has had a tremendous year. You have developed a tremendous chemistry with being able to find him third down and in the red zone. What are the reasons, because there's several, what are the reasons why you guys have hooked up as well and as often as you have?
I can spend all day talking about Cam Brate's work ethic, how he doesn't have off days. But the main thing about Cam Brate is his love for this game. He takes care of his body. That's why that injury against New Orleans I was so sad, because he's always in here taking care of his body, making sure his legs are underneath him. But after every single practice, Cam Brate and Freddie Martino and myself and Ryan Griffin are arguably the last people off that field. You know, and when you got a guy who's a Harvard grad, who people look at him as like, you're a tight end and you're from Harvard, you know, that's disrespectful, because Cam Brate, he represents Harvard well. Cam Brate, he will represent Florida State well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy is amazing. He has an outstanding work ethic, is an amazing person, and I'm so thankful for him this year and the advancement that he made to his game this year.
Well, and he has talked a bunch on the Buccaneers Total Access show about how exactly what you were talking about, that chemistry on the exact route running, the exact timing, and working on it repetitively pays off in games. Elaborate on this point. You sometimes have a split second to have run the right route, or for the window to be there, for the ball to be in the right spot at the right time. That does not just happen.
Yeah. Anticipation is the easiest way to win you games in the NFL. And when you're able to trust a guy to be where you are expecting to throw the ball, it's critical, you know. And I trust Cam. Every time I let the ball go, I know Cam is going to be able to make a play on the ball, and no one else is going to make a play on it.
Does it amaze you? You were the number one overall pick. Cam Brate was not drafted. Has there been a moment in the last year or two where you just have to say, because a lot of us have said it, how was this guy not drafted?
You know, and this is a testament to all the kids that are listening. You don't have to be drafted to be a big-time player in this league. All you have to do is work hard. Cam Brate is a true testament of working hard. Adam Humphrey is a true testament of working hard. We have so many players on our team that are undrafted free agents that are helping us. You talk about Javion Elliott from Florida State. This guy was a walk-on at Florida State, earned a scholarship his last year there, paying for school all the way up to his last year, got blessed with a scholarship, and now he's star nickel for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. These kids talk about, you know, going to schools like Alabama, going to schools like Florida State. The main thing is getting your education and continue to develop a routine and working hard. If you work hard, you can do anything you put your mind to.
Allen Cross.
Wow. There's so many great examples on this team.
Peyton Barber.
Yes.
Another one.
Russell Shepard.
Come undrafted.
On, man.
Got guys that are getting it done. All right, more fans want to say hello and have questions. Miriam says, love seeing you and the team grow. Thanks for making Buck fans proud. So there's Miriam on the Buccaneers.
Thank
mobile.
You, Miriam.
Brian says, hey, Jameis, I love to watch you out there fighting for us. What's the one thing you enjoy the most about playing in Tampa?
The most the most fun that I have in Tampa is when our fans get behind us, man. That Seattle game was the most exciting game I've played in Tampa Bay. So I know we have the fans here. We just got to win some games to get them coming out every single game.
No doubt about that. Justin on the hashtag Bucks Radio says, hey, Jameis, I wanted us to draft you ever since your first college game against Pitt. Dreams do come true. Go Bucks.
Well, Justin, I need you to dream of at least 5 Super Bowls, too, man. So
if your dreams are coming true.
If your dreams are coming true, keep dreaming, baby.
Right, we want 5. We like that. Hey, I go back to that night, and you talk about coming out parties in the figurative sense. I'm not saying anything that anybody didn't see that watched your opening game against Florida State. You look like you had been playing quarterback in major college football for about 3 seasons in your opening game. When you look back on that night, how were you so composed and so good in an opening game when so many guys get out there on the college stage and the game is moving so much faster and maybe they play a good game or a decent game, but good gracious, how were you that composed and that good in an opening game like that?
I had a great coach. I had an excellent offensive lineman. I had Cam Irvin at my left tackle, who was a first round draft pick. I had Trey Jackson at my I had Josue Matias at my left guard, and he plays for Tennessee right now. I had Brian Stork, who started for Tom Brady in Super Bowl 49 and won the Super Bowl for him. I had Trey Jackson, who also played for the Patriots. And I had Bobby Hart, who's a starting right tackle for the Giants right now. So I had a great offensive line, not to mention that I had the NFL's leader in touchdowns last year, Devontae Freeman, carrying the football.
Sure.
And I had Kelvin Benjamin on my left side and Rashard Green on my right side and Kenny Shaw in the slot. And Nick O'Leary at tight end, man. That was an amazing team. When I tell you that teamwork makes the dream work, that definitely made my first debut as a Seminole amazing.
You know there are Noel fans that are listening, whether they're in their cars, whether they're on their handheld. They just turned it up about 3 notches. When you started naming off the roster, they were thumping along.
We had some players, man.
Including number 5 then, number 3 now. Nathan says to Jameis, hey, Jameis, listening from London tonight over in the UK, he says, would like to say congratulations on a great season. Keep setting more records. There are a lot of Buck fans that are over there in the UK and in Europe.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Nathan. Hopefully we can get over there and play a game in front of you.
That has happened in the past. And there are a bunch of big Buck fans. Brandon says, Jameis, my man, I have your jersey, but get me a win while I wear it Sunday.
Okay.
That's
the main thing, man. I want it as bad as you do, Brandon. Probably worse.
I have asked others about this. Would love to have the answer. I can't remember if we talked about it when we had you on this show a year ago on Buccaneers Total Access. The first time that you started seeing fans wearing number 3 Jameis Winston Buccaneer NFL jerseys, that had to be a little bit of a realization. Man, this is neat. This is the NFL. They're wearing my jersey that says Winston on it.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It was fun. It was fun to see my name on the back of the jerseys compared to college where they're selling millions of 5 jerseys, but they don't have Winston on the back. So
right.
Technically, they're not my jerseys. So, It was fun. It was fun to see. The most humbling part was just to see the little kids having jerseys. Cause I never had a NFL jersey, when I was a young kid. I had a Carmelo Anthony jersey, from the Denver Nuggets. And I had, some Ken Griffey jerseys, some baseball jerseys. But, other than that,
I love it.
I never had an NFL jersey. So seeing little kids wear their number 3 and seeing those small baby sized jerseys that they're able to make for those little
How
kids
cool
was even more amazing. So, that's fun.
More Buck fans. Let's see. A guy under the Twitter handle Bimbo Slice, whatever that is, on the hashtag Bucks Radio says, Jameis, what's your favorite moment of this season? What would you say?
Right now, my favorite moment of the season is definitely getting the win for Alteron after his father passed. That was such a devastating week for us because it just happened like so frequent. Like it just happened out of nowhere. And we had nothing to say. All we had to do was football. All we had was football and support and be there to support Vern. So that was amazing.
that moment, and the hair on the back of my neck is standing up right now, but, I mean, those kind of moments when he jumped in front of that ball in the first half against Russell Wilson and intercepted that ball after the horrible tragedy that he had been through. We talked earlier in the show about things that are bigger than football.
Yes.
That is bigger than football when things like that happen.
It is. You know, I just commend Alteron because he had the chance to be able to, you know, think down and be down on himself and come in a week, you know, and not be in a good mood and decide not to play. But he wanted to play for his dad, and he went out there and just made a difference. He really changed a lot of lives that day just to see, just by the grace of God, him out there playing his tail off for his dad.
Neat moment out of something awful. Had a shirt with a picture with he and his dad on as a T-shirt under his jersey. I mean, Hollywood writes those scripts. Mm-hmm. That was real-life Buccaneers football for Buck fans everywhere to see.
It was. My first 2 years have been amazing. You know, the story with Quan last year and the story with Vern this year, man, it just shows you that it's a lot of things out there that's more important than football, and you got to have people in the locker room that are really there for you as individuals and not just there for you as just to be your teammate for a week.
Robin on the Buccaneers mobile app says, please tell Jameis that we believe in Jameis, the hashtag, we believe in Jameis. She says, so thrilled that you are our quarterback. The future is very bright in Tampa Bay. Excited for the years to come. You know about that hashtag, right? They talk about it on the Madden game, too, I guess. Charles Davis is the analyst, not only for Fox, but on the Madden game, and the phrase, believe in Jameis, gets plugged in there every once in a while. So that's out there.
Well, thank you, Robin. I'm glad that you believe in me. I believe in this team as well.
Okay, we've got more with Jameis Winston here in our final segment. We'll probably talk a little bit about the Carolina Panthers. More of your questions and comments. Tonight's Total Access brought to you by Frontier Communications. Fios keeps you in the game. Visit FrontierGameOn.com to join the team. We'll be back. This is the Buccaneers Radio Network.
You're listening to Buccaneers Total Access, brought to you by Frontier Communications on 620 WDAE and 95.3 FM. Home of the Bucs.
We are back in on a Wednesday night with Jameis Winston as the Buccaneers get ready to play against the Carolina Panthers coming on Sunday. More on them in a couple of moments. A couple of fun ones. I think I've asked these at some point. I don't honestly remember all of the answers, so I love kicking these around. If you're not here, what do you like doing away from football? Give me something that's fun to do away from football that you enjoy doing if you're not here.
One of my main habits when I got here, I love going to Topgolf because I did not know how to play golf at all, and I really enjoyed trying to play golf up there. But my new thing is spending time with my Tootsie.
Tell them about Tootsie.
I have a chocolate labradoodle. She 1 year old. And I spend as much time as I possibly can with her because she is so, in a good way, annoying. She harasses me every time
wants
I come
attention.
Home. Oh, my gosh. Like,
it's waiting on you right now as we speak.
There's points where sometimes in the night where she has her toy and she will bring it to me over and over and over. And I purposely throw her toy and hide it. After I throw it with her a lot, I throw it. And she goes, finds another toy and brings it to me. So I'm always working out, even when I'm in the building and when I'm going home. She always keeps
Tell
me busy.
The story real briefly that you went by because she's a labradoodle. So she's got lab, which is hunting dog, in her. And you walked by a pond and Tootsie went for it?
Oh, man. So Tootsie was, she was about 8 months, you know, so she's still growing. She's still in a puppy phase. Well, she's still a puppy because she's one. So we're walking past my neighborhood. We got a little duck pond, and I got her on the leash. So I took her off the leash, and I kept walking because I'm not, Tootsie's not gonna mess with those ducks. She's scared of everything. Soon as Tootsie laid eyes on those ducks,
instinct,
instantly she took off running. I'm talking about with her leash on and everything. In the water.
Are you chasing at this point? What are you doing?
I'm chasing. I'm like, Tootsie, come on, come back. And I literally have to get in the water, and I have to grab her leash and reel her back in because she does not want to come back. Like, she's out there swimming with the ducks. And the ducks, I'm like, the ducks want to attack her.
Yeah, of course.
You know, ducks are mean.
So, yeah, Ducks versus Tootsie.
Yes.
Coming to a pay-per-view near you. I love it. All right, so Buck fans, there you go. On Buccaneers Total Access, what Jameis is up to sometimes away from the field. A couple more Buck fans on the hashtag Bucks Radio. Max says, keep doing what you're doing. Big Buck fan from South Carolina. Get this win against these Panthers. Get them off my back. Mac has a request.
Got you, Mac.
Buccaneers looking for the first sweep of the Cam Newton-led Carolina Panthers going back to 2012. That's the opportunity there and a chance at a winning season as well. More on Carolina in a second. Joseph tweets in and says, Jameis, it seems that you have been running less this year than last year. Even with short yards, are you more inclined to pass now?
Oh, Joseph, man, I'm always a pocket quarterback all day. You know, I love standing in that pocket. And these guys get on me about taking too many hits, so I have to throw the ball to Mike Evans and get the ball to Cam Bray instead of running.
Todd on the Buccaneer mobile app says, can't wait to see you beat Carolina this Sunday. We are Florida transplants living in Charleston, South Carolina, and driving down Friday with the Buck flags flying. Go Bucks.
go Bucks, Todd. I love that confidence. Can't wait to see you beat Carolina this Sunday. That's how I'm feeling.
All right, so let's pick up on that. On the segue here, what do you see out of the Panthers? One thing that head coach Dirk Cutter was saying, when you go back to the previous matchup on Monday Night Football, they have changed their personnel, and that personnel, some of it in the secondary, has played more games and gotten more experience. So what do you see now out of the tape from the Panthers of 3 months ago to the ones now?
Oh, well, they're pretty similar in scheme. But they have made a few changes in the secondary. But the Panthers are going to be the Panthers. You know, they're going to play zone. And in third downs, they're going to find ways to mess with you and pressure you. They have still one of the top defenses in the NFL. So by no means we can take this team lightly. And they have one of the most talented quarterbacks in the NFL. So we have to do our job on the offensive side of the ball to put points on the board for our defense.
Well, and again, you guys pulled out a dramatic game on Monday Night Football in Carolina that definitely opened some eyes because you're on Monday night and everybody's watching, and you guys put together a rally in the second half, and Roberto Aguayo kicked the game-winning field goal. That's positive reinforcement, having beaten the Panthers earlier in the year.
Yeah, you know, but we got to do it again. You know, we got over on Atlanta at the beginning of the year, and they beat us. We beat the Saints first, and they beat us. We have to finish this season strong. We have to end this season with a win against Carolina.
Well, and that is the idea, and we'll say it one more time. Mathematically, everything is still alive. I realize, Buck fans, and for everybody else listening, there has to be a tie in the Giants-Redskins game, which is highly unusual.
It can happen.
But it could happen. What's another thing that nobody is really talking about is there could be a tie in that Packers-Lions game, too, which also affects things, because that's a regular season game. They won't keep playing overtime, even though the division's on the line. So who knows what happens this weekend? I do know this. The hour has zoomed by. Jameis, thank you for sitting with us tonight. I know Buck fans got a kick out of having you here tonight on Buccaneers Total Access. Thank you, and good luck against the Panthers.
Well, thank you, TJ, and thank you, fans. Continue to be who y'all are, and we really appreciate y'all. Thank you, TJ.
There is Jameis Winston tonight. My thanks also to Jeff Ryan and Eric Rook here at One Buck Play. Steve Carney back at our 620 WDAE studios tonight. Buccaneers and Panthers will finish the regular season Sunday at 1. That's this edition of Buccaneers Total Access tonight, brought to you by Frontier Communications. Fios keeps you in the game. Visit FrontierGameOn.com to join the team. This is the Buccaneers Radio Network. Good night.